This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Menominee City Council discussed its newly proposed data center zoning ordinance at its meeting last week. City officials have been reviewing the potential update for months in response to community pushback over a data center proposal last year. Water and energy use, noise, and pollution concerns were among the issues most commonly raised by residents over the project. The city did not have the ability to stop the proposed project prior to the zoning code update, as the land it would have been built on was zoned for warehousing at the time. Since there was no separate definition for data centers in the zoning code, the city would have been required to accommodate the data center as a legal land use. The new ordinance will not ban data center projects entirely, but will give city officials more power to properly regulate them. According to Mayor Matthew Crow, a second draft of the data center zoning ordinance will be discussed at the City Council's meeting in September before moving to the Planning Commission in October. It could be officially adopted by the end of the year. Organizers from JNR Aquatic Animal Rescue held an exotic animal surrender event in Cadott over the weekend. According to organization officials, 30 animals like lizards, snakes, and guinea pigs were safely surrendered at the Cadott Community Library and are now receiving specialized care. They say the animals will be quarantined and monitored before they're made available for adoption again. Organizers also thanked residents for surrendering the exotic animals they can no longer care for, rather than releasing them into the wild where they could struggle to survive on their own. Wisconsin Credit Union officials are inviting residents to participate in their annual Scrub-a-Dub Drive this month. According to a press release, all Wisconsin Credit Union offices will accept donations of personal hygiene products like soap, shampoo, and toothbrushes, or monetary donations from now until August 29th. The hygiene products and funding raised will go towards local students in need with the school year about to get underway. Wisconsin Credit Union has offices throughout western Wisconsin, including Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Today is primary election day in Wisconsin, and the DMV is staying open late for voters who need an ID. Service centers will remain open until 6 p.m. to help people get a Wisconsin ID card. Voters should bring any documents they have, including proof of identity and Wisconsin residency. The state says a photo ID can be sent overnight, and voters may have the option of casting a provisional ballot while they wait. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. Gas prices fell 10.9 cents per gallon over the last week, landing at an average of $3.87 on Monday. This is 14.9 cents higher than a month ago and well over 97 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average price of diesel decreased 5.1 cents compared to last week for an average of $5.27 per gallon. Officials at Gas Buddy say that while gasoline prices declined in 47 states over the last week, the wild ride will continue. Iran is pushing back against reopening the Strait of Hormuz, causing oil prices to edge up in Sunday night trading. Gas Buddy officials say if the strait remains closed, upward pressure on fuel prices could quickly return. If the geopolitical situation deteriorates, the national average could climb to its highest level ever recorded this late in the calendar year. Evening training flights will take place this week and next for the 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. The F-35 aircraft will be training until approximately 10:30 p.m., August 10th through the 13th, and August 17th through the 20th. Those near Truex Field at the Dane County Regional Airport in Madison may hear them taking off or landing until approximately 10:30 p.m. Today's primary will set the stage for November, starting with the race to replace retiring Governor Tony Evers. Four Democrats remain active in the contest: Francesca Hong, David Crowley, Joel Brennan, and Kelda Royce. Republicans are widely expected to nominate Congressman Tom Tiffany. Several congressional primaries are also on the ballot, including a competitive Democratic fight in the 3rd District. The winner will move on to face Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. The 7th Congressional District race is for an open seat after incumbent Tom Tiffany decided to run for governor. State officials say voters who still need an ID can get one for free today at DMV offices. They're staying open until 6 p.m. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. Money is being approved to resurface Wisconsin Highway 89 between Fort Atkinson and Jefferson. Governor Tony Evers approved the nearly $2 million contract to improve what was described as a deteriorating portion of the 4.5-mile area. Officials noted traffic will be detoured during construction to portions of U.S. Highways 12 and 18, as well as Wisconsin Highway 26. Crews are expected to complete the project by October. Sections of the North Shore parking lot at Devil's Lake State Park will be closed this month for reconstruction. The Wisconsin DNR announced the project will improve existing parking lots, install standard lighting, and add a universal kayak launch. Parking lot reconstruction begins in early August and is estimated to be completed in spring of 2027. Most areas will remain open, but there will be limited parking. The North Shore Chateau and Rock Elm Shelter will temporarily close for access in late 2026 for short-term renovations. And that's your state news update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where it's game two of the Brewers in San Diego tonight. Last night, the crew had a 2-1 lead when Logan Henderson left a changeup over the plate and Jackson Merrill smacked it over the center field wall for a 3-2 Padres victory. Did they leave Henderson in a little too long? Pat Murphy.
And he was out of gas, but we didn't really have a loaded bullpen, obviously, with our three leverage arms out. We didn't think we had coverage, good leverage coverage for three, and he still was, his pitches were under control, so he did fine. We just didn't want Merrill to beat us. He's so hot lately, and, you know, William called for that pitch down and away, but, you know, he missed over the plate with it, so it's unfortunate.
College hockey, five members of the Badgers women's hockey team have been selected, led by Cassie Hall, to represent Team USA in Canada's Select Series tournament going on this week in British Columbia. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, then becoming partly to mostly cloudy here through the afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 64. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.